How's Rohan?
How's Rohan? Rohan is very high right now.
Okay. Yes. So that was really a good part to begin with. You're high, you're excited. Awesome. Let's move on.
Yeah. Not in the literal sense, but high in spirits.
Okay. Come on. That was a good one. So the first question is, how did you discover MTV Rudy? I mean, how did you begin your journey and how did it all happen to you?
To be honest, I was out with my brother when he was visiting India, and I ran into a friend whose friend is sort of involved in these shows, and she told me a bit about it, and I sort of knew about it whenever I was while growing up. I would visit India and I would sort of hear about this. So, one thing led to another, and it did seem pretty interesting. It was something different. It was adventurous. So, that was a sort of start of it.
Yeah. So, it was a bit more onto the entertainment part, and from the initial childhood days, were you more into acting, modeling? It was pre-decided on your part that you wanted to be a model or something to do in the entertainment industry?
To be honest, no. It's a very glamorous field, and it does look amazing from the outside. And I think there'd be a lot of people that are very sort of interested in this. I, on the other hand, I always liked it from the outside. It looked amazing from the outside. And then when I did sort of my goal, my sort of ambition in life has always been to have a business, to start a business, and that's why I moved to India 3 years ago. So I moved here with that intention. I sort of got steered into this, and to be honest, I'm really enjoying it, and I'm also trying to use it for my business in my sort of workplace.
Exactly. Okay, so that was a good one. And what would you like to say about MTV Splitsvilla 11? I know it's a continuation, the way you have Rudy's, in a similar manner you have Splitsvilla 11. But what was your thought process for Splitsvilla 11?
So after we finished Rudy's, got approached for this as well, and auditioned for it, and went through. Again, man, to be honest, I've done a few random things in my life. When Rudy's came about, it was we are going away shooting for a month. That was the month of March last year. And it's you get to jump off stuff and do random stuff. So I was there's no reason why I wouldn't, why I would say no to an experience like this. And I was very, very curious about it. I was in the army when I was in Australia at the age of 19.
Yeah, exactly. That was the next point, upcoming point. Our team has done some sort of research on it, and I was going to say the same thing. When you were in Australia, you were serving the army for almost 2 years. And how did this whole transformation and all? But anyways, you just brought up that point.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, again, I'm a pretty random person. My life, the way I look at it, I want to, when I'm 50 years old, I want to be able to say, I've done this. I've had all the experiences I want in my life. And that's what sort of led me to go ahead with this as well. When I was 19, I had the option of going, I could have enlisted in the army. And my brother was sort of a key driver again. He was keen on doing this. So I'm like, it looks amazing. You get to wear a uniform. Girls
exactly,
love guys
yeah.
in uniform. So I was let's do it.
Okay, so even the military seems enchanting to you. Are there any more plans, to get into the Indian army and serve the India for for some time?
I don't think I can enlist in the Indian army because I'm an Australian citizen. I'm an overseas citizen of India, but legally, I don't think I'll be able to. To be honest, I think my experience in the army made me realize that I learned a lot in those 2 years. But I also realized that this is probably not what I want to do for too long.
Okay.
And that's why I discharged as well. My brother, on the other hand, he's in a corporate job right now, and he's starting to re-enlist in the Australian Army.
Okay.
Personally, I think I've, had my share, and it's not something I want to continue doing.
Okay. So, Rohan, tell us, what is the favorite part of you being into this industry? You have a lot of fans and a lot of, girl followings and a lot of glamour around you. But what is your favorite part of being into this entertainment industry?
To be honest, yeah, my one girl, she's like, I think that's good enough for me. But like in general, I love the love that we get from everyone. Everyone's so warm to us, and like, you know, there's always so much going on. To me, that's very, very nice. I've never experienced something like this before. I never thought I would, and I've been enjoying that bit. I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. And like, you know, being in front of the camera on a reality show, it wasn't too hard or anything. It's just like you got to be yourself, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's like fairly straightforward, man. Like, it is a fun experience, and it is very nice, you know, going on the streets and random kids come up to you and they're like, "Hi, everyone from Rhodey, Switzerland," and stuff, and like, you know, they want to take a photo. I love that. I mean, that just that feeling is amazing. I feel okay. Very sort of
yeah, that love, like, that love that you like, get.
Yeah, exactly. And I often think like, what have I done to sort of deserve this? But then as well, it's like, you know, they if they like me and look up to me in some way, then my way of returning that is like. I guess you guys know that I'm vegan. I try to sort of, and I like, this is something that I really strongly believe in. It's great for people just in general, their health and everything. So I try to push that a fair bit through my social media platforms as well.
Okay.
And that's my little way of sort of giving back. It's not, to be completely honest, it's not been too effective, but I'm hoping in the near future that it does pick up. So, yeah.
Okay, so Rohan, what would you comment about the initial part of you being into this industry? Like, I'm pretty much sure, like, you know, in the initial part, you have a lot of ups and downs. Do you think that people, like, you know, treated you in a bit more in a harsher way, or they did not accept you initially?
No, not at all, man. I feel like everyone's been very welcoming and very open to me. I'm going to talk for me personally. Most people that I meet, they sort of, they just love me, and I love that. And I as I said before, it's something that I'm not too used to. It's not like I sort of expect that of anyone, but it feels great. And I think my experience so far has been great.
Okay.
I think especially in India, like I've moved here 3 years ago, and it's my first time living in it. It wasn't easy for me to sort of get used to the whole environment and all of that. And when all of this has happened, it's sort of, I feel like I've got a level deeper. And, you know, now, like, I'm sort of, like, the masses, like, know me and like me for who I am. And that's what I sort of really appreciate.
Okay, so that was, like, initially you had to work a bit more on it. Like, what would you comment about the challenges? Like, you know, like, in the initial phase or even today, like, are there any challenges for you or the life is pretty much simple?
Pretty simple, man. I still, like, the stuff that I was doing a year and a half ago, a year and a bit ago, before Rhodey's and stuff, I still do it today. I don't think there are much challenges. If anything, It's all about the experience. It's all about, like, you know, exploring something new, exploring the new field. And that's what it's been about for me since day one. To be honest, I didn't have the aspiration of becoming an actor or a model before going into these shows. I went in there for the experience. Now I've done a few of these jobs in this field and I'm enjoying it. I'm going to do it until it comes my way. And
that's great.
If I ever want to chase something, I will chase it. But, like, you know, again, for me, it's like I live sort of each day as it comes. And, just go with the flow, right?
Okay. So that was pretty much of a, like, you know, now you're somewhere used to this job and this industry and you're pretty much going simple and easy on it.
Yeah.
So, like, could you narrate one such experience where you really felt very happy and the love that you get from the fan and, like, you were, like, you felt like stardom and the top of the world about it. So, one such experience on this podcast.
One such experience. And it happens very often. Hey, how are you? It happens very often. I'm sort of out and about and, you know, like, kids come up to me. And, you know, "Hi, Rohan from Switzerland," like, you know, they want to take a photo and stuff like that.
Okay.
I love that feeling. When Tehran is the same and, you know, they always say how cute we are and all of that. And I like to, you know, irritate them a little, annoy them a little. But I wouldn't say there's been one such experience. Whenever it does happen, it's always, you know, it does make us feel amazing. And
okay, that is a cool answer. Rohan, today we live in 21st century where social media plays an integral part in everyone's life. So like in even your life and even our lives and everywhere. It might be Twitter, it might be Instagram, it might be Facebook, it might be many other social media platforms. So like, you know, when social media comes, it's everything out and open there. So like people do say good things about you, at the same time people do say bad things about you. So how do you deal with the negativities around you or the people when they say something bad about you?
To be completely honest, I have been very, very lucky in the thing. Not lucky, I mean, like, no one's really sent too much hate. If I've done something wrong and I deserve hate, then fair enough. But, like, I've been fairly resilient as well, I guess. Like, I really appreciate it when people, you know, say good things about me, and I really genuinely like it, right? And it's been very rare that someone says anything negative about me, but it's one of those things as well that, you know, I try to just sort of keep it aside and, like, allow anyone that's got any sort of perspective about me, that's fine. I'm gonna accept it. And, yeah, like, what I also believe is that their perspective at one particular time, that's gonna change.
Okay, so there's, like, Okay, so you don't take it that much to the heart, but you have a positive outlook to everything that you perceive out there.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, man. Like, you know, most people, they, like, being completely honest, the audience of these shows are a bit younger. And at times, you know, like, they do sort of go with what the hype is. But after a while, I realized one thing, that it all comes back to normal, and they sort of, in some way or the other, they do look up to you. And at the end of it, that's what that matters. So yeah, I've never experienced anything where I've, you know, been down by something or anything like that. I'm grateful that it's been amazing so far. Yeah.
Okay, that was a great answer. All right, I mean, like, that was really a noteworthy point that you made. And also moving on towards the last question, like, you know, the name of the show is House of Shows. So what would you like to say about your Josh or your motivation to get out of the bed and start working? So what's that one motivation thing that you would like to say?
My Josh motivation is high as always. Now, I watched the movie and I love it. And I love the name of your podcast as well. It's like my motivation every day.
What is your motivation every day?
Like, I realize I'm happiest when in some way or the other I help people, I serve people. In numerous sort of situations in life, it's not been like, you know, when I earn a lot of money or anything like that. So I think right now I'm at a point where my bigger goal in life is to serve people in some way, whatever way it may be.
Okay.
And I'm working on a couple of things, and that, whenever I wake up in the morning, I'm like, you know what? I want to spend most of my time in my day focusing on my bigger goals rather than small things that do end up taking up most people's time or even my time. So, like, right now I'm in a phase where I'm sort of trying to efficiently and effectively use my time. And, yeah, bigger goals just to serve people.
Okay, that was really a cool answer. Okay, that was really very good, very good. Now, let's move on to the Josh Fire. That is a happy segment, and where you have to answer rapidly, honestly, and most importantly, you have to be truthful about all of the answers.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you ready for the Josh Fire?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. So, the first question towards you, are you a tea or a coffee person?
I'm actually a green tea person.
Okay, even me. So, I think we should meet for a green tea thing one day.
Anytime, man, anytime.
Surely. The next question. Three weird things about your lifestyle.
Three weird things. I've got one which many people find weird, is I've got a 9 p.m. Get ready for bed alarm. So
okay.
Every day at 9 p.m. it's my...
it's a bell alarm. Bell alarm, right.
Yeah. 9 p.m. some people find it a bit too early, but I haven't been following it for quite a while, but it's there. What else is weird about me? I can eat plain rice, although lately, because of, you know, like, I can eat literally for lunch, dinner, breakfast. I can eat a plain of plate rice, and that would satisfy me well. And like,
okay.
Like I don't feel hungry after that as well. So that and
protein.
What else is weird? Pretty normal otherwise, I think. I'd like to think that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is okay. Next.
Okay.
Who do you think to be your competition in this industry?
Competition in this industry? Well, I do, like, my peers, the people who have been on these shows in the past, I do look up to Priyank Sharma quite a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, he's look up in the sense that he's done and gone a lot further than most in a very short period of time at a very young age. And I genuinely look up to that. I don't think I've gotten to his level because he's done exceedingly well. And I'm very glad that he's made it there. And I hope that one day, you know, I can be on par with him as well.
Okay. The fourth question to you. What the following people have, you wish you had? First one, Varun Dhawan.
Varun Dhawan. I know a bit about him, but I love his energy, man. He's very energetic and like in his day-to-day lifestyle and his dance and everything, he seems very, very energetic and I love that.
Okay. Second person, Akshay Kumar.
Akshay Kumar?
Yeah.
Like, his name of his show is How's It Joe? Like, Joe, he seems like a very outgoing guy, man.
Okay. So, what would you like to say about the Akshay Kumar? Like, what he has and you wish you had?
His Josh, as I said, like, it's, he seems like a very sort of...
Okay, the Josh part. Again, the energy part.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Ranvijay.
Ranvijay, his leadership, man. I've sort of told him about this a few times as well. He's the kind of guy that, you know, anyone around him, he just gets sort of... He's got that magnetic... attribute to himself where everyone just gets sort of attracted to him and wants to talk to him and you just like end up looking up to him in some way or the other.
Okay. The fourth person, Amitabh Bachchan.
Amitabh Bachchan, his charisma, I reckon like he's probably one of the oldest leaders in this field and like he's been, from what I know, he's been a very charismatic guy since day one up to today. And I hope that when I'm of that age, you know, I'd be somewhat similar.
Okay. The fifth question. Rank in terms of beauty.
Ooh.
Shruti Sinha, Roshni Vadhvani, Sheetal Tripathi, Anushka Mitra, Anushila Dhawan.
Wait. Shruti Sinha number one. And who's the who are the rest?
Okay. I'll read out the names to you again. Shruti, Roshni, Sheetal, Anushka, Anshula.
Shruti, Roshni, Sheetal, Anushka, Anshula. Shruti number one.
Okay.
And please repeat the names again.
Shruti, Roshni, Sheetal, Anushka, Anshula.
Roshni, Sheetal, Anushka, Anshula, number two.
Okay.
Number one is Shruti.
Number one is Shruti. Number two is?
Number two are all, they all get the second rank.
Okay, so only Shruti on first number and all rest of them on the second number.
Yeah.
Okay, so could you please tell about this partiality? What is this thing?
What partiality, man? Like, do you want me to get my ass beaten later on or what? Nah, it's very straightforward for me, man. I don't.
Okay, like so that was really, like, you know, you being gentle about it and you being honest about it, that Shruti gets the number one. She is the most beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, simple as that.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be talking about it in the later part of the show.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next thing, one stereotype about media industry that is true.
That's a hard one. One stereotype about the media industry that is true, that at times it is, I feel like, no, actually that wouldn't be true because everyone feels like, everyone think that anyone in the media or all of this is, it's a very glorious sort of life. I don't fully agree to that. I think it takes time to build up and it's a big field. There are a lot of people in it. So I think this would be what's not true. What is true, I can't really think of any, man. Nothing really comes to my mind right now.
Okay. So should we move on to the next question?
Sure.
Okay, choose one movie you wish to be cast in, and also tell the name of the character you wish to enact.
One movie I wish to be cast in. I don't watch too much TV movies in general. The Bollywood movies that I have watched in the past that I really Ye Jawani Hai Deewani and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I really like that movie, the Ye Jawani Hai Deewani's whole movie, the story was amazing. And I guess in that the lead cast would be Ranbir Kapoor, so
okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing that role. Although
okay.
I'd have to work a lot of my Hindi for it unless I get someone to dub it.
But definitely
so, yeah.
We are looking forward to Ye Jawani Hai Deewani 2, and you will be playing the Ranbir Kapoor ka role in that upcoming Ye Jawani Hai Deewani 2. We are looking forward to it.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Okay, so here we end with a Josh Fire, and you get 10 out of 10 for being super honest and super quick and quirky about all the answers.
Alright.
Okay. And before you leave, there's one more question that we need to ask you. That is, Rohan, what advice would you give to the teenager Rohan who's looking out for some guidance in this world?
Teenager Rohan is looking for guidance.
Yeah. So what advice would you give that Rohan?
Follow your heart. No matter where you are, what you're doing, anything, just follow your heart blindly. It will take you on the right path.
Okay, so follow your heart is the mantra, the secret for like everything in the life as of now.
That's it.
Okay. And like, you know, it will be very unfair if you don't talk about Shruti Sinha. So tell us something more about Shruti Sinha. Like, what is the thing you want to be in the future about?
Shruti Sinha right now is eating chili potato and noodles with her mom, which she's been craving for quite a few weeks.
Okay.
She just returned from the roadie shoot and she's been away from home for about 5 weeks. Future is open.
It is bright.
We're going to go with the flow. And yes, it looks good.
Yeah. So it's going to be like, future is going to be bright with Shruti.
Yeah.
Yes, okay,
sure.
That was a very good one.
Yeah, like, man, it's for us as well. It's always been like, you know, take each day as it comes. So, yeah.
Okay. So that was really a great podcast. And thank you so much for being on the show, Rohan.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Great talking to you, man.
Yeah, definitely. And you really cherished the whole podcast that we did today. And we're really looking forward for you and Shruti being together and having us spending a great life ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds great, man.
Yeah, good. Definitely. Well, that's all for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of joy. Thank you.